This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Reuters' Jonah Green reports.
Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls U.S.-financed, quote, counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The yeas are 407 and the nays are 16.
The vote was overwhelming, but Republican Congressman Tom McClintock was unhappy with the measure.
I will support this bill as the least bad option.
He said it would set up a hasty and inadequate screening process. But with the U.S. withdrawal in its final weeks, the bill's sponsor, Democrat Jason Crow, said haste was essential.
The threat to our Afghan partners, who served alongside American men and women, is increasing drastically every single day.
The measure adds 8,000 more visas to the 26,500 already allocated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. On the eve of the Tokyo Olympics, organizers fired the director of the opening ceremony over a joke he made about the Holocaust. We get more from Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The joke was made by Kentaro Kobayashi in the 1990s, but resurfaced in local media. Tokyo 2020 chief Seiko Hashimoto apologized on Thursday for causing any trouble and worry after Kobayashi got the boot. Hours earlier, local news outlets also reported that former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a staunch advocate for the Tokyo Games, would not show up at the showpiece event. Earlier this week, a well-known musician who goes by the stage name Cornelius was also forced to step down as composer of the event after old reports of his bullying and abusive behavior toward classmates was uncovered.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The U.S. Justice Department is setting up gun trafficking task forces in five large cities to break up networks bringing illegal guns into those towns. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has formed gun trafficking task forces for Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. ATF Deputy Director Megan Bennett says the goal is to step up efforts in so-called supply areas, cities and states where it's easier to buy guns that are later sold illegally in cities with more restrictive gun laws.
The sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns.
The task forces face several problems, including the lack of a federal gun trafficking law, which forces agents to rely on other statutes, like lying on a firearms purchase form to prosecute gun trafficking cases or to stop straw purchasers. I'm Tim McGuire.
Tens of thousands of people rallied in Ethiopia's capital Thursday to support Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who has faced criticism for his handling of a conflict that threatens to undermine stability in Africa's second most populous nation. Protesters waved signs condemning the Tigray People's Liberation Front as a cancer. Meanwhile, attacks by Tigrayan forces in Ethiopia's Afar region have forced more than 54,000 people from their homes. Tigrayan fighters have taken control of three districts in Afar this week, according to a regional spokesperson. On Wall Street, stocks closed in positive territory, with the Dow gaining 0.07%, the S&P 500 added 0.2%, and the NASDAQ gained by 0.36%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.